Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Moses records here in Genesis chapter 35, Jacob's last meeting with his brother Esau. That occurred at the time of their father's death. This particular scene, plus the following chapter of genealogy, closes this section of Genesis, and the focus shifts from Jacob to Joseph throughout the rest of the book. Jacob and Esau were reconciled, but they only had minimal contact. And it seems that even Esau, for his impulsive request to Jacob, come along with me, come and settle near me, that when it did not turn out that way, it seems Esau was happy to just let it go and let Jacob live his life at a distance. There is no record of their ever meeting again, and after the next chapter, Esau disappears from the record. Esau's descendants have a place, but he is not seen again. So Jacob must continue his life without his father. He would have to get accustomed to a new normal. The truth is, normal of any kind has both continuity and change bundled up in it together. That is the way God has designed our lives to be. Jacob would be the patriarch after Isaac's death, the oldest of the family. He maintained that leadership until his death. He would hear from God one more time in a vision, one more time during his life. These painful experiences taught Jacob to depend on God and his faithfulness. Only God was constant throughout, the only one Jacob could for sure count on in all circumstances. It seems we could rightly say Jacob was shaped in the crucible. The crucible is the container you put something in and then expose it to extreme temperatures, high heat. Whatever is in the crucible has the impurities burned off. And what is left is pure, the pure material. These kinds of significant life events Jacob has experienced always change people. These events either change people for the better or for the worse. You don't experience this kind of thing and stay the same. That is one reason why it becomes a new normal, because not only are circumstances different, the individual is different as well. It would seem Jacob was shaped for the better. He retained his connection to God, and he is known for that. God referred many times throughout the rest of Scripture to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There are two things that Jacob's life and family show us in particular. There are others, but two in particular. God uses some of the most unlikely people to have significant roles in his plan of redemption. You see that kind of in a condensed form in the Lord Jesus' genealogy. As you go down through the record of so-and-so begat so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so in the first chapter of Matthew, there are some people in there we might not want to have as part of our family tree, but they are the ones God used in some pretty remarkable ways as part of the Lord Jesus family tree and his plan of redemption. If that was true before the time of Jesus' life and ministry here on earth, it will certainly continue to be true. God is still in the business of using some pretty unlikely individuals to carry his plan of redemption forward. And the second thing, God never gives up on his children. Sometimes we are tempted to give up on them, but God never does. God never gives up on us. He is committed to doing everything necessary to bring them through the experiences of life to their destination. There are times we want him to take us out of those experiences, and God chooses not to. He chooses instead to bring us through them because those experiences serve his greater purpose. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.